వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం దైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అవత్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయాం. భగవదీం ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిం భవదీర్నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 18 డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ యువా వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ టెక్స్ట్ 26 కాండో 11 చాప్టర్ 18 టెక్స్ట్ 26. నైదత్ వస్తుదయా వశ్య నైదత్ వస్తుదయా వశ్య దృశ్యమానం వినశ్యది దృశ్యమానం వినశ్యది ఆసక్తసిత్తో విరమేత్ ఆసక్తసిత్తో విరమే ఇహాముత్ర శికీర్షితాత్ ఇహాముత్ర శికీర్షతాత్ నైదత్ వస్తుదయా పశ్యేత్ దృశ్యమానం మనశ్యది ఆసక్తసిత్తో విరమే ఇహాముత్ర శికీర్షితాత్. నవర్ ఏదత్ దిస్ వస్తుదయా అస్ అల్టిమేట్ రియాలిటీ పశ్యేత్ వన్ షుడ్ సీ దృశ్యమాణం బీయింగ్ అబ్సర్వ్డ్ బై డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వినశ్యది ఈజ్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ అసక్త వితౌట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ సిత్ హూస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రమేత్ వన్ షుడ్ బి డిటాచ్డ్ ఇహ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అముత్ర అండ్ ఇన్ వన్స్ ఫ్యూచర్ లైఫ్ శిక్షితా ఫ్రమ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫార్ మెటీరియల్ అడ్వాన్స్మెంట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బట్పర్ పైసల ప్రభా ప్రభాకి. వన్ షుడ్ నెవర్ సీ యాజ్ అల్టిమేట్ రియాలిటీ దోస్ మెటీరియల్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ విల్ పెరిష్. With consciousness free from material attachment, one should retire from all activities meant for material progress in this life and the next. Purport. One may doubt how a gentleman can retire from family life and live as a beggar, eating meager foodstuffs. The Lord here responds by stating that sumptuous or palatable foods along with all other material objects such as the body itself should never be seen as ultimate reality since they are obviously perishable items. One should retire from material programs destined to enhance the quality of one's illusion both in this life and the next. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bulai Sumadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatta Deshadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Varunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you for all the devotees. After several years, I am coming here. I am happy to be here among all the devotees and to seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas. Before I start this lecture, Hare Krishna. This particular sloka is part of the Varnashrama Dharma Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava. The speciality of this Varnashrama Dharma is explaining here is, in particular these slokas meant for Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is the previous stage to sannyasa. Actually this Varnashrama Dharma is more scientific. In the sense, the soul has come with a lot of contamination from previous birth for the enjoyment of sense pleasure. And this sense pleasure cannot be controlled overnight or can be thrown out overnight. Some souls who are advanced can get out of this material entanglement or in the very beginning of the birth onwards. Some souls has to undergo some enjoyment. But this enjoyment is, with a systematic way it is being done. That is done in Varnashrama Dharma. In like a doctor, somebody is addicted to drugs or something, the doctor doesn't stop the patient from taking drugs or addictive immediately. Because he cannot withstand, he go mad, further mad. Therefore the doctor systematically what he does, he reduces the systematic dose he gives. Maybe who is very much addicted, for him maybe morning on dose, evening on dose. Then slowly he gives anti-medicinal, anti-drug addict medicine also. And over a period of time, he slowly reduces, the medicine increases. And sometimes it may be once in a week or once a month, then similarly, the patient comes out of that drug addict. And we are also conditioned souls, we are addicted to family life and sense enjoyment, sexual life, everything. And overnight it cannot stop, therefore the Lord creates different creatures where unlimited sex is available, where unlimited enjoyment is available among several jivas. And some jivas, little advanced, they get advanced birth, where they can little control and systematic. Even among devas, they have more enjoyments, desire for more enjoyment. We see often Indra is so much creating trouble to all. But as a human being's birth, it is very balanced. And in a human birth, we are supposed to have very systematic family life. And this is implemented very systematic way in the Varnashrama Dharma. Like a doctor is freeing a drug addict from the drug, the Varnashrama Dharma frees the conditioned soul from the family attachment systematically. In the very young days, he is practicing brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means he abstains from all the sense gratification activities or austerities. This is the, what is that, basement or for a building, the basement is very important. But basement means, and similarly for the family life, grahastha life, varnashra dharma, these brahmacharyas are very strong, it should be. Then depends on previous birth, vasana or feelings the soul takes according to that, sometime to grahastha ashrama, sometime to sannyasa ashrama. It depends on the soul's, individual soul, desires and what they have it. And the soul, fortunate soul, they enter sannyasa straight. But some souls heard previous vasana contamination, they go through the family life. Family life, Prabhupada repeatedly tells, is a restricted life, not a free life. The modern culture tells family life means you can enjoy as much as you want freely. No. Lot of restriction. If somebody comes to know about family life, restriction, rules and rules, better to be a brahmachari is easier. In grahastha life, it's so tough to follow all the rules and regulations. And it's a big chapter, it's a different topic. And once you go through the phase with a strong brahmacharya and a little vasana, you got to go to get rid of it through the grahastha life by systematic living and according to sastra, not like a graha medhi, grahastha. Then your desire will be slowly getting down. And next stage is vanaprastha. When you are reaching 55, 60, around that time, naturally a tendency should come down if you have lived like this. If you don't live this, like this, it will increase. In grahastha life, if you don't observe the grahastha ashrama rules and regulations, it will multiply. It is grahastha ashrama is very sensitive in the sense, it is taking like a pin out of pin. Some thorn is got into the food, use another pin to take it out. That pin is breakable, what is thorn inside, but this pin is not breakable. This is very sharp and very systematic, very things. With this pin, help of this pin, you can take the thorn out of it. Similarly, in grahastha ashrama is really thorn in the life, but you can take it out of this following grahastha ashrama. Otherwise, it will multiply. That's what in the modern world we see. It's getting multiplied. Even married people could not control because they are not living grahastha ashrama. And then if they live like this, actually at the age of 55, 60, they have to come out of the desire for family life. And therefore they enter the next stage, pre-stage of sannyas, vanaprastha. Means hand over all the responsibilities and live a very simple life. In this stage, wife is allowed to be with the husband. Depends on the situation. Grown-up son is there, he can leave it. Or if the wife accompanies, it's okay. But the life is not family life. And it is more of spiritual life. Concentrating towards Lord and His devotional service. Give more time and energy, both in mind and activities, towards the devotional service more deeper. In grahastha life, you cannot give more deeper. In brahmacharya life, you are in a beginner. You have to learn. But this life, you have to give. You are getting prepared for sannyas. Sannyas life means fully dedicate yourself. That's what sannyas. The service of the Lord. Otherwise, you become mayavadi sannyasi. There is nothing like mayavadi. We have to get into this. This is the essence of the varnashrama dharma. In particular, this sloka is talk about one should never see as ultimate reality those material things which obviously will perish. With the consciousness free from material attachment, one should retire from all activities meant for material progress in this life and the next. Essentially it tells to give up the material activities. Because it will be finished in no time. All the enjoyment, is temporary nature. Actually, in this material world, everything is sukha. But in my illusion, we feel it sukha. In the material world, everything is anitya. But in the illusion, we think nitya. In particular, this body and sense gratification, everything. Sometime, and the next means, in the future life, somebody makes preparation for future life, better life. But that also, unless you go to the spiritual domain, this material domain, you will come back again, this cycle of birth and death. And it doesn't end. Therefore, one should be very carefully handle his life such that he should be free from all this material desire. And in this context, actually, when I was reading this translation purport, a nice example came to my memory. It is how one should be able to give up this material desires. How much is it tough to give the material desires? In this context, maybe most of you may be knowing one of the incidents in Ramanujacharya's life. Ramanujacharya, once he went to, you know, he was appointed by four acharyas. Yamanacharya appointed four acharyas to teaching. Basically different types of spiritual directions. One is Thirukkoshir Nambi. And Thirukkoshir Nambi is a very special. You may know the history, I brief it. Ramanujacharya had to visit to learn from him the secret of the mantra. He walked 18 times from Srirangam to Thirukkoshir. You know all of you this history. I don't go deeper. Because he didn't want to give it so easily. Thirukkoshir Nambi wanted to test Acharya like Ramanujacharya, whether he is free from all these contaminations, whether he is free from material disease, whether he is really has inclination for spiritual things. In this one, it's a very interesting. When he went the first time, he told, please come next time. When he went second time, okay, first time, he told, get rid of the samsara bija. Bija means, you know, seed. Samsara means material life. First test he is making, are you free from samsara bija? Everybody we tell, we are all no more, we have family life, we renounced, we gave up all these things. But the bija may be there. Where will the bija? The mind. Those words are very clear, samsara bija. By externally renouncing is different from internally renouncing. Then Ramanujacharya seriously thinking, I am sannyasi. I have given up everything. Have I really given up the bija, seed also? Because the seed will grow later. Therefore, he wanted the seed also to be eradicated. He came back to Sri Rangamanitya and think over it. Okay. He went back. Okay, I got rid of samsara bija. Then went a second time. Then second time, you see how material life giving is tough for even things. Second time, when he went, the Kosti Purna, he tells, come out of Ahangara and Mamagara and then come back. Ahangara means, you know, false ego. That is considered yourself, the body, or this, all these things. That's the first Ahangara. We consider this as body. Then only all Ahangara comes around this. Mamagara means try to possess because of this whatever you get by Ahangara. By the identification of body, whatever you get, my body, my position, my family, my country, my caste, my language, my house, my wealth, everything is Mamagara. He wanted Ramanujacharya to get rid of this mamaka. Then come back. This second time. He's gone continuing like that. Third time, he's telling, get rid of deha abhimana. Whatever love and affection you have for deha, this body, get it off and come. Every time Ramanuja come back to Sri Rangam and thinks over all these things, whether he is capable or if he is there, he is purifying. Then fourth time when he goes, get Atma Jnana and come back. We all have different jnana, but Atma Jnana means, who am I? That knowledge, if you thoroughly have, then come back. It's a big topic, goes like that. When he goes tenth time, he tells, become a Vaishnava and come back. Imagine, until that they are not Vaishnava. That's a turning point. The same thing, in this sloga as you mentioned, unless you become a spiritual Vaishnava devotee, you cannot give up the material desires. This is parallel. Unless you get the Parantrishva, higher taste, you cannot give lower taste. Therefore, first he checks all material things, he gives up, and up to ninth. When comes to tenth time he visits, it has become a Vaishnava and come back. Okay, I am Vaishnava now, finished. Still, why another seven times he went? When he went 11th time, you get the blessings of Sadhuva people and come back. People in Sadhuva Guna get the blessings. Then only you will be able to come to the devotion. Then told that, okay, every time he analyzes himself, come back to Sri Rangam, thinks, I'm okay, and goes back. Told the time when he goes, get the blessings of all devotees and come back. Then he gets all the blessings and goes back. This each one can be explained as a separate lecture. I'm going quickly, how, because the topic is different. When 13th time he goes, Bhagavat Anugraha, get the blessings of the Lord and come back. After all these things only he goes to Lord. Then 14th time when he goes, all your search should be, you should not search anything other than Lord. In that stage you come back. 14th time. Because you may still get the blessings, but we may have karma mixed, jnana mixed, all those things. We may look for something else. This, you have to look for only for Lord. Nothing else you want. Come in that stage. And when he goes 15th times, I come to a stage where you don't serve anybody other than Lord. Come in the stage. First is blessings 3, then you don't seek anybody else other than Lord, then you don't serve anybody other than Lord. Then 16th time when he goes, Lord is the only Sarnakadi. Get in the stage and come back. Then surprise is 17th time and go, get the blessings of Guru and come back. So much test, so much qualification was needed to give up material things. This 17th times he goes, 18th time, you know further story. He got a little molded and he tried to give. The main thing is, when you are looking for spiritual life, you know how the sequence goes. Initially, we give up all the desires for material enjoyment. But later, we go by the blessings of the Sattva-Guna people, devotees, Lord, then we seek only Lord, then we come out of the only serve only for Him, and surrender only to Him, then we get the Guru's blessings, then we can really stick to that meaning of mantra. If you do all these things, Hare Krishna mantra will be very powerful. In the stage, mantra will be revealed very faster like. And this is way one has to give up material desires. In the context, whole thing is, when you apply to this, when you read this Varnashrama sloka and all those things, one of the hesitating thing is how to apply to our life. In the modern, Prabhupada also many places he mentions, how to apply this. In this modern life, fundamental life, how you apply the vanaprastha. And imagine all this giving up, these words are very clear. Material means you can have spiritual. All the things you can give up material, but you can use it material to whatever spiritual. Like Prabhupada tells often, this mic is material. When you use it for a singing film song. But when you talk Bhagavatam and Hare Krishna mantra or bhajan, this becomes spiritual. Therefore, only if you renounce material things without getting spiritual attachment, this is Mayavada. You will end up in nowhere or Sunyavada. These slogans should be understood in the context of spiritual devotional mode. One should not empty the senses, empty the mind, empty the feelings without feeding with devotion. Otherwise, you end up in Sunyavada or Mayavada. When you give up all these things, you get more proud. You are more powerful, you feel. But that doesn't serve the devotional aspect. It doesn't give you final goal of your life. Therefore, the spiritual life means starts with becoming a Vaishnava, 10th step. These are all prerequisite for entering the spiritual life. Sometime, like a Prabhupada mercy, like that, without all these things also we enter spiritual life, becoming a Vaishnava and come. But still we have to do anatta nivritti, part of the devotions. Then we will be better positioned. And this whole sequence, we have to understand that the spiritual complement is not there. You cannot give up material things, you will end up somewhere. And this way, the material life is slowly you can give it up. And at the same time, when you are giving it up, slowly acquire the spiritual or Vaishnava devotee mode. And the devotees, they are easy to acquire the things, but as you told, once you get Bhagavad Gita, one nice slogan is that now it doesn't come to my memory. In the beginning, you give up everything. Let us, you take it everything. What is the slogan of somebody? You remember something like that. You give up everything in the beginning of your yoga. So anybody can tell? Later, you take it up. One who is advanced beginner will give it up. But who advanced will use it as a yoga. That slogan I forgot exactly what it is. And therefore, in the beginning of the life, we have a lot of rules and regulations to give it up. But when you are little more things, you have to use it everything in spiritual aspect. And in short, Prabhupada told utility is the principle. But we have to be very careful. Prabhupada told, use the material things for spiritual utilization. But in modern days, spiritual things are used for material utilization. We have to be very careful. We may be in the spiritual domain. We may be devotees. We may be practicing sadhanas, spiritual things, service. But material contamination is mixed or something we have to see. Our own desire is mixed means it's material. If our desire is not mixed completely for Lord, then it is spiritual. We have to be very, very careful. If we are not having, mixing something in our spiritual life, little material things, that's get contaminated. It's not fully spiritual. Therefore, we have to learn the technique of how to use all the material things in the spiritual, then you can use it. It is like walking on the blade. Material things using for spiritual purpose. If you are a little careless, it will cut off you. Either name, fame, position, wealth, all comforts, respect, everything is like a blade. It will cut off. The moment you use it little in your mind level or cross level, in sense level, you will be losing the track. Simple example, you know, Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna used to fan every devotees and Lord Kanchi Varadaraja Paramahansa. And he is capable of talking to Lord also, such a powerful person. Even the Ramanujas are doubts he got cleared from the Lord. Such a powerful devotee. One day somebody asked him, please go and ask, when will my liberation to Lord? He went and asked the Lord. He told, he may take 2 or 3 births, he will be liberated. Then he got curiosity, Kanchipurna, when will be my liberation? That I don't know how to, when will it, I cannot tell. Lord tells. He got shocked. I am doing so much service, Lord is talking to me, but he is not guaranteeing my liberation. He got worried. He asked Lord, what is the reason? I am talking to you, I am fanning you, but you still, why you are not sure about it, when will I get liberation? Then Lord tells, you fanned me, I talk to you, it's balanced. You fanned me, I talked to you, it's balanced. But unless you get the blessings of Vaishnava community that our people they recognize, you cannot get liberation. The essence is, because he talked and got some reward from Lord. Lord is speaking. But the Lord told is balance, God. Then he went to Kostipurna. There he served a cowherd man in a discus. And 6 months he served, one day in a heavy rain and all those things. He came back in the betting rain. Then Kostipurna was asking, where is our cowherd man? Where is cowherd man and all? My rain is heavily, cows are not seen and all. Then he cut wet and heavy rain and all those things. I shall put the cows in the shed and all those things and comes. Then he calls his wife, our man has come, please give him prasadam. That moment the word Purna told comes, our man, a Vaishnava has accepted me as his man. Then he went to Kanchipurna. Because if he comes on his own things, Kanchipurna will not accept him as a servant. He came in a discuss and served so much and went back. Then essence is, you get the recognition of all Vaishnavas that you consider as our man. If you consider this, where will be the difficulty? All Vaishnavas considered, other Vaishnavas would consider me as his man. That's a mood. Then where will be the difficulty of difference will come? And this way, the whole thing is, you cannot just getting material things or get Lord ask something and get some benefit from Lord, you may not be able to get the ultimate. What to talk about? We look for so many things in the material things. In our service, he has little condemnation, maybe. He wanted Lord, maybe some proud, I don't know, but Acharya didn't tell. Lord is talking to me, Lord is very close to me, I am fanning Lord, I am serving Lord. That feeling might have been he wanted to remove. He will send us a servant and get the acknowledgement from some Vaishnava. Imagine our service, how much each one of us has contamination. How much mind level, body level, how much we are having. These are all, when we are able to give it up, it's very easy. This is a very long process. Raja Vitya, Raja Kukhya, that Raja Kukhya I didn't understand. When you go, really, it's a little deeper, we understand how much devotional service, intricacies are too much. We don't know all these intricacies. We are in a grass level when you are acting, we don't understand. But when you go little deeper thinking, oh, so much complications, the mind is such a culprit. It puts me in trouble, so many proneness, ego, false ego, all its root cause comes from it. any small respect, if you don't get it also, you get fear. If you get it also, problem. If you don't get it also, problem. And so much recognition in material world, recognition. You want to be recognized. And here you should not be recognized. Nobody should know who is he. But at the same time, he is our man. Every Vaishnava should feel. That mood, if you develop, it's a very good thing. That comes by really spiritually, means all our activities 100% to oriented towards the Lord. Nothing for me. There are many, plenty of examples. Once, even the, sometime, you do some sannyasa service, you get proud. Even that proud will be, you can utilize for the service. You know Govinda, Ramanuja's cousin and associate. Once they were all glorifying Govinda. Oh, you are doing wonderful service, wonderful, all his God brothers. Govinda also joined with them and together thought, yes, I am doing wonderful service, I am doing much more, he glorified himself. Then all went to Ramanujacharya and told, Govinda, we glorified instead of adopting Vaishnava behavior, he himself glorifies further. Then Ramanujacharya called Govinda, why are you telling like that? It's not a Vaishnava way to accept the glorification and further glorify yourself. He told, I am not at all qualified, all the glorification is by your mercy. Therefore, all the glorification coming to me is on behalf of you. Therefore, any glorification further I glorify means I am glorifying you. I am not taking to me. And similarly, every devotee learned to accept every respect, every honor, every wealth, everything I am accepting on behalf of the Guru Parambara. Where is the difficulty? But if we filter something for us, in the, all the process, we filter something for our honor, for our things, either wealth or aishwarya or name, fame, anything, don't filter. Push it. 100% push it. We are filtering some percentage. According to the percentage, we get the trouble. Therefore, the utility means 100% you are able to surrender. To Lord, all the things. Easy thing is external things one can surrender, but internal mind level, very, very tough job to surrender. Therefore, even any Banaprastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama, anywhere, the whole fundamental thing is, you can give up materially externally, but the internal is very important. And when you are giving up externally, internally the material things, as in the sloga, you should be able to balance it with the spiritual things. You cannot keep empty, like Prabhupada mentioned about ink bottle. You know the example of black ink bottle. Like our heart and mind, everything is like a black ink bottle. All material desires. When you remove the material desires, suddenly some other desires will go and sit in. You cannot empty it. We are people of active, senses are active. Therefore, you are adding milk drop by drop. Initially, it slowly color changes for a period of time. The continuously pouring milk, the ink will come out and fully the heart will become, sorry, the bottle will become milk. Similarly, in the devotional activities, initially we have full contamination, but by activities, we are removing this contamination by adding the devotional service. Therefore, unless you have the devotional activities, you may not be able to give up material activities. That's why Krishna also tells, Parantrishvanivattade. Vishyavanivartande niragashadegino rajavarsam rasapesha parandusvanivartade. Unless you give up this parantus higher taste, you cannot give remove lower taste. Similarly, unless you eat prasadam, you cannot give up eating taste. Unless you chant, you talk nonsense. Unless you hear bhavadam or something, you hear nonsense. Try, every sense has to be engaged higher taste. That's our devotional. And the devotional activity is very simple for simple people. It's a very tough part of people, complicated people. We are all complicated. But slowly, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Acharyas, we are coming out. And this sloga essence is, we have to take spiritual things, then only material things can be given up. When you take spiritual things, or in our ISKCON society, or Vaishnava, our parampara, we have been taught to use material things also, spiritual things, spiritualize. But we have to spiritualize material things, not materialize spiritual things. Sometimes we are careless, most of the time we materialize spiritual things. Like a bhajan we sing, we attach our sing different tunes, different things, like attract materially so many people, then become materialized. The song should be only for Lord and Vaishnava's blessings and Vaishnava's satisfaction. Like Narada in the Sabha, he is trying to sing for the pleasure of all devas, glorify all other devas and other things. Therefore, he was kashtu to be a Kandarva. Bhagavan talks about. Similarly, when you are simply telling about singing, similarly giving class, taking prasadam, everything you can spiritualize. But very, very careful, we think spiritual material should not be materialized. And when you are spiritualizing, you don't filter it. And when you are fully make it fully for the service of Lord. It's a very easy method. Some or other way, we are trying enough effort. By blessings of Vaishnava and Lord, we may be able to come out. Hare Krishna. Any questions, doubts, clarification, comments? Any questions? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.